Welcome to Zirchu Daf Siman, memory of Ram Goldar, and today we're Zerches Mod Katan Daf Gimel. The first parak, Mashkin Beis Hashlachim. The first parak has been generously sponsored by Lid Nishmas, Rabbi Nachum Mendelbin, Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak Isaac Cohn. And I want to mention that he was the Mechaber of the Ateris Avi, a Sefer on Mod Katan. And the dedication is also Lid Nishmas' son, Habachi Yosef Yitzhak Isaac, who was one of the Kedoshim that was Nifter in Meiron. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis asks, how our Mishnah can permit watering irrigated fields on Shemitah, for whether one holds that watering is prohibited due to sowing or due to plowing, it should be prohibited. Abai answered that the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, holds that Shemitah nowadays is only in the Rabbanan, and since there would be a loss if one doesn't water his irrigated field on Shemitah, the Rabbanan permitted it. Rava said you can even say that the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan, who hold that Shemitah nowadays is a Daraisa. Avos Asrachmana, Toldos Lasrachmana. The Torah only prohibits avos, not toldos. Since watering is considered a tolda, it's permitted. The Gemara brings the source that toldos are not prohibited mid the rice, but the pasuk states, "Ubashana hashvi shabbos shabboson yehi la'aretz, sadecho asizua v'charmecho lasizmor." But in the seventh year will be a shabbos shabboson for the land. Your field you should not plant, nor your vineyard you shall not prune. The pasuk continues and mentions harvesting and picking grapes. Now, the Gemara notes that pruning is included in the malach of sowing, and picking grapes is included in the malach of harvesting. This teaches us that only these specific toldos are prohibited mid the Raisa, but not others. Point number two is taught in Mishnah and Shviz. Ad masai choshim b'stei ilan erev Shviz. Until when may one plow in a field of trees erev Shviz? Beishamai say, kol zman shiyafu l'pri, as long as it's beneficial to the fruit of the sixth year. And Beisilah say, ad ha'atzeres, until Shavuos, and the deadline of Beishamai is very close to Shavuos. Ad masai choshim b'stei alavan erev Shviz, until when may one plow a grain field erev Shviz? Until the moisture in the ground stops, for Rashi explains that after that point, plowing the field appears as if it's for the Shemitah year, and for as long as people plow to plant squash and gourd plants. Rabbi Shimon says, if so, that the deadline is dependent on when people stop plowing, then the Torah has put the time for each individual to stop in his own hands. Rather, with regard to a grain field, one can plow up until Pesach, and with regard to a field of trees, one may plow until Shavuos. And point number three was reported in the name of Bar Kapara. Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din took a vote on these two times, referring to the deadline of Pesach and Shavuos, and nullified them, thereby permitting plowing until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Rabbi Zer asked Rabbi Yavoah, and some say it was Reish Lakish, who asked Rabbi Yochanan, how could Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din annul a decree of Beis Sham and Beis Hillel? For it was taught in the Mishnah in Idios, Ein Beis Din Yachol Avatol Divrei Beis Din Chavero, Elim Ken Gadol Mimenu B'Chochma U'Baminyan. A Beis Din cannot be mevatel a decree of another Beis Din unless it's greater than the earlier Beis Din in wisdom and number. Rabbi Yavoah answered that Beis Sham and Beis Hillel initially stipulated, Kol Rotzel Levatel Yavol Yavatel. Whoever wants to mevatel the decree in the future may do so. The Gemara clarifies that the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim that prohibits plowing 30 days before Rosh Hashanah remained in place. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Beis Amud Beis asks how our Mishnah can permit watering irrigated fields on Shemitah, for whether one holds that watering is prohibited due to sowing or due to plowing, it should be prohibited. Rabbi answered that the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, who holds that Shemitah nowadays is only at the Rabbanan, and since it would be a loss if one does not water his irrigated field on Shemitah, the Rabbanan permitted it. Rava said you can even say that the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan, who hold that Shemitah nowadays is a Daraisa. Avos Asrachmana told us Lasrachmana. The Torah only prohibits avos, not toldos. Since watering is considered a tolda, it's permitted. The Gemara brings the source that toldos are not prohibited mid the Raisa, for the pasuk states, Ubashana hashvi shabbos shabboson yehi la'aretz, sadecho asizua v'charmecho lasizmor. But in the seventh year, it will be a shabbos shabboson for your land. Your field you should not plant, nor your vineyard you should not prune. The pasuk continues and mentions harvesting and picking grapes. And the Gemara notes that pruning is included in the malacha of sowing, and picking grapes is included in the malacha of harvesting. This teaches us that only these specific toldos are prohibited mid the Raisa, but not others. Point number two is taught in the Mishnah and Shviz. Ad masai choshim b'stei ilan erev Shviz. Until when may one plow in a field of trees erev Shviz? Beis Shammai say, kol zman sheyafu l'pri, as long as it's beneficial to the fruit of the sixth year. And Beis Hillel say it ad ha'atzeres, until Shavuos. And the deadline of Beis Shammai is very close to Shavuos. Ad masai choshim b'stei alavan erev Shviz. And until when may one plow a grain field erev Shviz? Until the moisture in the ground stops, for Rashi explains after that point, plowing the field appears if it's for the Shemitah year, and for as long as people plow to plant squash and gourd plants. Rabbi Shimon says, If so, that the deadline is dependent on when people stop plowing, then the Torah has put the time for each individual to stop in his own hands. Rather, with regard to a grain field, one can plow up until Pesach, and with regard to the field of trees, one may plow up until Shavuos. And point number three, it is important the name of Bar Kapara. Rav Gamliel based dino nimnu al shnei prakim halu ubitum. Rav Gamliel is based and took a vote on these two times, referring to the deadline of Pesach and Shavuos, and nullified them, thereby permitting plowing until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Rav Zera asked Rabbi Avo, and some say it was Rabbi Shlakish, who asked Rabbi Yochanan, how could Rav Gamliel is based and annul a decree of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? For it was taught in a Mishnah in Edius, Ein basin yachol vato divrei basin chavero el im ken gadol mimenu bechachma ubeminyan. A basin cannot be mavato decree of another basin unless it's greater than the earlier basin in wisdom and number. Rabbi Avo answered that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel initially stipulated kol rotz levato yavul yavato. Whoever wants to be mavato the decree in the future may do so. The Gemara clarifies that the halacha Moshe Mitzina that prohibits plowing 30 days before Rosh Hashanah remained in place. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Gimel. Our standard simmon is a gemal, a camel. So here goes. The man riding his camel and watering his seeds during Shemitah came across an old sign that said plowing before Shemitah is only permitted until Pesach. That was being removed by a later basin that was Mevatel, the decree. Once again, it's slow motion. The man riding his camel, that must be more in Daf Gimel, Gamal. The man riding his camel and watering his seeds during Shemitah, which reminds us, the Gemara questions how the Mishnah permits watering irrigated fields on Shemitah. For whether one holds that watering is prohibited due to sowing or due to plowing, it should be prohibited. Abai answered, the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, who holds that Shemitah nowadays is only the Rabbanan, and since there be a lot, if one does not water his irrigated field on Shemitah, the Rabbanan permitted it. Rava said, you can even say the Mishnah is going according to the Rabbanan, who hold that Shemitah nowadays is a Daraisa. But the Torah only prohibits avos and not toldos, except for zemir and betzira, pruning and picking grapes. So the man riding his camel and watering his seeds during Shemitah came across an old sign that said plowing before Shemitah is only permitted until Pesach, which reminds us the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Shvi'is regarding until when one can plow a stei lavan and a stei ilan, a grain field and a field of trees. With the opinions of Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Shimon, who holds, with regard to a stei lavan, a grain field, one can plow until Pesach, and with regard to a stei ilan, a field of trees, one may plow until Shavuos. So the man riding his camel and watering his seeds during Shemitah came across an old sign that said plowing before Shemitah is only permitted until Pesach. That was being removed by a later basin that was Mevatel, the decree, which reminds us. The Gemara asks how Rav Gamliel and his basin were able to Mevatel the earlier times of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when we know Ein basin yachol levatel divrei basin chavero elim ken gadol mimenu bechachma ubeminyan. A basin cannot be Mevatel a decree of another basin unless it's greater than the earlier basin in wisdom and in number. The Gemara answers that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel initially stipulated kol rotz levatel yavol yavatel. Whoever wants to be Mevatel the decree in the future may do so. The Gemara clarifies that the halacha of Moshe Mitzina that prohibits plowing 30 days before Rosh Hashanah remained in place. So once again, the man riding his camel and watering his seeds during Shemitah came across an old sign that said plowing before Shemitah is only permitted until Pesach. That was being removed by a later basin that was Mevatel, the decree. All right, now it's time for a four blot back Chazara. Daf Lamed. So the Simmer Daf Lamed is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The idea is Klaus Rebbe. That must be learned Daf Lamed, Melamed. The idea is Klaus Rebbe, who is trying to teach his confused Talmidim when to read Parshas Shkalim if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, which reminds us as a Malchogs when to read Parshas Shkalim if Rosh Chodesh Adar comes out on Erev Shabbos. Rav says, Makdimu, we advance the reading to the previous Shabbos because if it's delayed, the number of days between the basin's proclamation about the Machzid Shekel and the money changer's arrival in the provinces is reduced. Shmuel says, Ma'achrim, we delay the ring to the Shabbos following Rosh Chodesh, because when Rosh Chodesh is Erev Shabbos, the 15th comes out as Erev Shabbos, which means that the money changers will not go out until Sunday. Therefore, it's better to delay the reading so there won't be an interruption between the reading of Parshas Shkalim and the reading of Parshas Zachor. So, the idea is Klaus Rebbe, who is trying to teach his confused Talmidim when to read Parshas Shkalim if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, as opposed to when to read Parshas Zachor, if Purim is Erev Shabbos, which reminds the Gemara brings some halachos regarding when Parshas Zachor is read, when Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos. Rav said, Makdim and Parshas Zachor, we advance the reading to the previous Shabbos, which would be the 8th of Adar, so the Zechira comes before the Asiyah. But Shmuel says, Ma'achrim, we delay the reading to Shabbos, which is the 15th. Since the walled cities observe Purim the following Shabbos, the Zechira and the Asiyah happen at the same time. So, The Yediyas Kolius Rebbe was trying to teach his confused Talmidim when to read Parsha Shkolim if Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Erev Shabbos, as opposed to when to read Parsha Zachor if Purim is Erev Shabbos, couldn't wait to get back to the regular order of Parshios on the fifth Shabbos of Adar, which reminds us that the Mishnah stated, B'chamishis chosin v'kesedron, on the fifth Shabbos of Adar, we resume the regular order. And the Gemara asks, which order of the service was interrupted that's now resumed? Rabbi Yami said, L'seder Parshios hu chozer, one resumes the regular reading of the weekly Parsha. According to Rabbi Yami, only the special readings were read on the fourth Shabbos and before Purim. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, L'seder Haftaros hu chozer, one resumes the regular readings of the Haftorah. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, the weekly Torah portions were read during the preceding 4 weeks, and the special readings were read as maftir. Daf Lamed Aleph. So the similar Daf Lamed Aleph is a judge. So here goes. The powerful judge, that must be one Daf Lamed Aleph, law. The powerful judge who would bow his head in humility whenever anyone referred to him as your honor, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan said, every place you find mention of Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gevura, you find mention of his humility. And this is evident in Psukim, in Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim. So the powerful judge who would bow his head in humility whenever anyone referred to him as your honor encouraged the defendants to learn the parsha of Karbanos to attain a kapara, which reminds us that the Mishnah said that the Yisroelim that were part of the Mishnah that were not located in Yerushalayim would gather in their towns and read from Maisa Breishis. The Gemara asks what the connection is between the Ma'amados and Maisa Breishis. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha said, in the Niravasi, Yomali Ma'amados and his Kaimish Shemayim Ma'aretz, if not for the Ma'amados, referring to the Karbanos the Ma'amados represent, heaven and earth would not continue to exist. The Gemara teaches that when Avraham Avinu asked B'ma'idah, he was asking, tell me what I must teach my descendants that will help them attain kapara for their sins and survive even when there are no Karbanos. And Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him that he will consider our learning the Parsha of Karbanos as if we had brought them. So the powerful judge who would bow his head in humility whenever anyone referred to him as your honor encouraged the defendants to learn the Parsha of Karbanos to attain a kapara and made sure to finish the most cursed cases before the end of the year, which reminds us that Ezra was matakim b'Yisrael that they should read the curses in Vayikra before Shavuos and those of Doran before Rosh Hashanah. Abaye and some say Reish Lakish explain k'dei shetichu hashana v'chilo haseha, in order that the year end together with its curses. Daf Lamed Beis. So the Simur Daf Lamed Beis is a mad scientist in the lab. So here goes. The mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab. Mad scientist in a lab? That must be one Daf Lamed Beis. The mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab to see if people having aliyahs could recite the brachas with the Sefer Torah roll closed, which reminds us of Malchokas Rabbi Meir Rebuta whether one needs to close the Sefer Torah before reciting Birkas HaTorah. Rabbi Meir says he does, for one might come to think that the brachas are written in the Sefer Torah if the Torah remains open, just like people might think that the Targum is written in the Torah if the Baal Korah was permitted to help the Targum, the translator, and they might come to write the Targum in it. Rabbi Yehuda says he does not because everybody knows that the brachas are not written in the Torah. So, the mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab to see if people having aliyahs could recite the brachas with the Sefer Torah roll closed gave Galila to the most prominent person in the room, which reminds us, Galila is given to the most prominent member in a minyan, and he's makabel the schar k'neged the schar of all the other participants. So, the mad scientist who conducted Torah readings in his lab to see if people having aliyahs could recite the brachas with the Sefer Torah roll closed gave Galila to the most prominent person in the room, handing him his newly invented Galila gloves so he wouldn't touch the Torah with his bare hands. Which reminds us, Rabbi Parnach said in the Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Ocha Sefer Torah Arum, Nikba Arum, anyone who grasps the Sefer Torah with his bare hands will be buried bare, which Abai explains means Nikba Arum below Osa Mitzvah. He'll be buried bare without that mitzvah. Tosis explains that if he grasped the Torah during Kriyas HaTorah, he would not receive the Schar for his Aliyah, and if he grasped it while rolling the Torah, he would not receive Schar for a Galila. Daf Beis, so the symbol for Daf Beis is a house. So here goes. The Bachrim staying at the Chomod farmhouse. Farmhouse? That must be on Daf Beis, Beis, house. The Bachrim staying at the Chomod farmhouse, watching the farmer irrigate his fields from a spring to prevent financial loss. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the Masechta states, Mashkim Beis HaShlachim B'mod U'B'Shvis. One may water an irrigated field during Chomod and during Shvis, whether from a Mayan that has just begun to flow or from a Mayan that has not just begun to flow. Rashi explains that the field is on a mountain and needs to be irrigated constantly to avoid a hefsed gadol, a large financial loss. Rashi brings a pasuk which gives the Chachamim the authority to determine which malach is forbidden and which is not on a Chol HaMoed, and they determine that malach is permitted in the case of financial loss. So the Bachrim is staying at the Chol HaMoed farmhouse, watching the farmer irrigate his fields from a spring to prevent financial loss, refused his request to draw him some water from the well because it was a Tirchi Asera, which reminds us the Gemara determines that the Tanna of our Mishnah, who holds the Pseidin Harvacha Lo, that one may do malacha to prevent a financial loss, but may not do melacha for the sake of a profit, and that holds, afil b'makom seda mitrach nami lo tarchinan, even when there is a financial loss, we do not permit melacha if it involves excessive exertion, is Rabbi Yehuda. So the Bachim staying at the Chol HaMoed farmhouse, watching the farmer irrigate his fields from a spring to prevent financial loss, refused his request to draw him some water from the well because it was a Tircha Yesera, and continued debating which malach is violated when one weeds or waters seeds on Shabbos, which reminds us there's a malachos regarding which malach one has transgressed when he weeds or waters seeds on Shabbos. Rava said, Mishim Choresh, for plowing, for just as plowing is done in order to soften the earth, so too is weeding and watering meant to soften the earth. Rav Yosef said, Mishum Zorei, that he's chayav for sowing, for just as sowing is meant to make things grow, so too weeding and watering helps produce grow. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.